Green Living Made Easy, 101 eco tips, hacks and recipes to save time and money, written and read by Nancy Birtwistle. Introduction. If only I had the time. Have lives always been packed so full that there was never the time to get everything done? In years gone by, I realised tasks took much longer because there wasn't the luxury of labour-saving devices, cars, computers and the like. So why now, with all our fancy gadgets, are we not twiddling our thumbs? I have decided that to make time for the writing of this book, my day needs to start that bit earlier. Or does it? Should I instead realise that the day should be the same, but that something else needs to take a back seat for a while? I'll let you know by the time I get to the last page. More time, less waste and greener living, in a much broader sense, is what this book is about. Our planet is struggling and we need to use our resources, our money and our time wisely to try to change some of our ways for our own sakes and for those of the generations that will follow. Our everyday life is under pressure as we continue to pack every minute with things that seem to have to be done or bought. We need to think about waste, and that covers a whole range of topics. Food waste, energy waste, and the tons of decent, cast-aside, reusable items that end up in landfill. Is it time to make do and mend again, a little more often? Our climate agenda is a dominant issue, and many of us are wanting to make changes to support this. For some, it may be a small change, whereas others are wanting to radically alter the way they work and live. The catastrophic COVID pandemic, which turned life as we knew it completely upside down, was also probably a catalyst for change for many. Working from home and zooming off to a meeting is now a thing for many people in a way that it never was before. We are learning that no longer can we take anything for granted. We're learning to value our time, value what Mother Nature has to give, and understand that we cannot relentlessly take from our planet. We have to also give back in order to try to reverse or at least halt some of the damage that we have caused. I feel excited and inspired to share with you the following chapters. I have tried to put into words the ways that I have changed and how I continue to examine my daily life. I will touch on a whole range of topics, including a number of upcycling craft ideas, easy recipes that will save money, time and energy, and a section on growing for those that may be completely new to the magic of nurturing and raising food from seed and cuttings. Following on from my last book, Clean and Green, where I shared my journey, recipes and methods that have resulted in me switching to an eco-friendly clean home, I have added a number of new recipes, hints and tips that continue to prove to me that there is nothing I miss about harmful chemical cleaning products. Finally, there are the important areas, our family, friends and ourselves. Let's have a little look at the good, simple, everyday food that we all know and love. With a few shortcuts, smart moves, easy-to-follow methods and recipes, plus a pinch of critical thinking, I can guide you through so that you can make it, love it, and substantially reduce your food waste, saving money and time in the process. While we're at it, we can explore entertaining, but in a relaxed, confident way. You'll see that everything in this book is affordable and fun. Whether it's making your own table decorations, helping you make a plan, or offering tips for getting ahead to give you the confidence and time to enjoy being with your guests. I've a number of homemade gift ideas too, something that has become important to me, plus other tips and ideas that will not go on to cost you the earth. Join me to take a look in the mirror and like what we see, knowing we are doing our level best for everything and everyone around us. Let's go! Kitchen. One of my favourite quotes comes from Modern Cookery by Eliza.